Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I am ready for the weekend.
You know, I don't know. I don't expect that the kids will have that song mean what it means for me, but I hope they have those kind of songs when they get older where they hear them and they are back there in surf trunks on the beach.
Beautiful girls.
I love them. I need them.
Tapped and the sun is out and your boys are running around and the surf is, oh God, it's just,
and there's
beautiful
that song
girls. Brings me right there. And girls in bikinis, which sure. I know I'm not supposed to say, but I do love them.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Look, I mean, you're wired that way.
Right.
You know, it is a definite thing. Music is such, even if you say you don't like music, there are still songs that are like, oh, that takes me right back to, you know, senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were at the prom. I remember, like, I always think of...
The prom again, huh?
I know. Oof. Yeah, the prom. Mm.
See the Jesus picture?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. So cute.
Yeah.
God, she looks
super
adorable.
Cute as a button.
Thank you.
So cute.
Still waiting on Vinny's.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
I don't know what. Yeah, I never agree.
With the ugly girl that you brought.
That.
Remember the one whose face was all smashed up?
You know what? Don't say that. I didn't say that. She did smash her face on the in the backyard at
she
the party.
She had to use Play-Doh to fill in all the gaps. I think she broke her face the week before.
Weirdest thing, too, to hear a person who's been hurt go, oh, my God, and prom's only a week away. And you just go, that's what you're worried about?
Top of mind, buddy. Top of mind.
Who in the hell cares?
Darcy was probably like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Anyway, back to your story about kids. Go on.
Oh, no. I just, you know, like, I still remember the first time I heard All of My Love. It was like at a middle school dance.
Mm.
You know, that just, I'm like, oh, man, this is the ultimate slow dance song. I totally don't even remember who I slow danced with, but I did slow dance to that song.
I think it's normal for someone, like for myself, I'll just speak for myself. I have this like, God, I hope that kids have that kind of fun in their, like, do your boys have those kind of fun memories or do you think their memories will be totally different but as cool to them?
I'm sure they're as cool to them. Like, I've actually had this conversation with them because they're young men now. And I say, you know, we'll talk about something that happened to us as we were kids and stuff. And I would be like, do you guys have any good memories? And they're like, yeah, we had great childhoods. Don't worry, Mom. Do not worry about it. We had good times.
Of course. They're raised by you.
It's hard, though. It's very, you know, you want your kid's childhood to be as magical as yours was. 100% I'm with you,
right,
Vinny. And I just think, well, this year, I mean, this is going to be a weird memory for a lot of people.
Well, that's a bummer, too, is like this is a year that your boys can't get back and stuff should have happened. Stuff should happen this summer. Stuff
oh
should
my
happen.
God. Well, look, the kid turned 21 last summer and had a beer with his parents.
Oh.
Like, that's not what your 21st birthday. You know what I mean? I think I apologized to him 50 times that. I'm so sorry, hon. But we love you. You know,
right.
You couldn't be with people who love you more. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope this summer. I'll tell you what. I got this video. It's not really a news story. I can do it in the news, but it's a video of spring break in Florida.
Oh, my God. Those kids
are
like, I've seen tons of footage from, not just from this year, because they were showing last year, too.
Oh, like, no, this year. So this one's from this year. There's a kid who gets arrested.
Oh, I don't think I've seen an arrest one.
He's arrested. He's thrown in the back of the car. and all of the spring breakers are, you know, standing around. There's just tons of kids everywhere. And of course, how are they standing? Let me ask you a question. How would they be standing?
Really close to each other with no masks?
And with phones out. Sorry.
Of course.
That was really the key point. They're close together and no mask. They all have their phones and they're all recording this car. And then one of the kids walks up to the police car and pulls the door open.
And he jumps out and runs with his cuffs on.
And so, you know, someone eggs the kid on by pulling the door open. And now this boy who's barely in trouble for some nonsense that he did.
He's running from the police.
Now he's on the lam. He takes off running down the beach and everybody screams, yeah! And they start following him.
Oh,
and I'm
my
thinking,
God.
Oh, you dummy. You just made it. And, you know.
You made it so much worse. Although,
and so much more fun.
Is this the one where the kids are actually like getting in the way of the cops to try and keep them from getting
them? I don't think so.
Either.
But it just happened. So
okay, yeah. There's a I can picture that guy. I mean, he's later if he escapes, isn't he the hero on the beach? Like here go my cuffs.
Except he's in way more trouble now. And so is the kid who opened the door. They
right.
got him too. Why? Because everyone records everything, you stupid dummies.
That's true.
Yeah. And it's all up on social media by now, for sure.
Right.
Oh, I posted that. This is hilarious. I'm going to go viral. Oh, my dream come true. Dream bigger, kids.
The good times I'm talking about are happening in Florida right now.
Yeah. Way to go. Look, they can do whatever they want. It's a free country. You can do whatever you want.
I think it was the mayor. There's a picture of him with his quote underneath it that says, "Masks are suggested, but not required. Come party in Florida."
Yeah.
We need the money.
All right.
And that's more important to us than Nana. So there it is. Well, I mean, you know, isn't that why we wear these? To protect other people, to protect ourselves and our families.
Rip it up, kids. I hope you have
go
fun.
Ahead. Go crazy. Who cares about your family? F them. You know, who cares?
Let's go crazy!
Let's do it. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I almost can see why it would be worse this year because you've been cooped up. You probably do actually say, well, I said it. There's plenty of times. When I went down on my, what was that? The summer? No, the senior trip.
Yes.
You know, after school's over. We were like, we are going to go crazy. And I'm sure that's what they are saying to themselves. We're going crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go there and we're going to go crazy and we're going to come home just an absolute wreck.
We're going to be a shell of our former selves. But we'll get back. We're young. Our recovery time is so much quicker than yours, old people.
Nicole Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nice try.
So close.
So close.
I tripped and I fell for like a minute there, didn't I?
You came back, yeah.
Came back.
I'm still falling.
Jesus, Susie, Posse, Jesus.
Did you have a senior trip?
No, it was just a Disneyland one. From what I remember.
Okay, well, that's
a senior trip.
Yeah. Well, because I know that there's like, from years past, there was like the Disneyland one and then there was the unofficial one. But I don't think my class did an unofficial one.
Oh.
So you went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
With your friends.
Yeah. With the
school.
Did
you guys party or is that like, how are we going to do that?
Oh, no, they were super strict.
Oh.
I remember one girl tried to sneak in LSD and she got caught.
Oh.
That was funny.
Straight past beer and doobie weed to the LSD.
Let's go to Disneyland and trip.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay. That was funny.
Was it?
Because I saw it all go down, and it was the dog at the Disneyland cop caught her, like the dog.
No.
Yeah, she was like, I was in line behind her to get into the park, and she looked down, and it fell out of her bun. And I was
LSD is like a piece of paper. How'd it fall out?
I guess that she had it wrapped or something, and she had it in
her
bun.
So it was like a bindle in her bun, and it came
flying
out.
And it fell down, and the dog came
in. It's a good hiding place, though.
And I was like, what's that? I thought it was...
She should have took it before she went in.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Obviously.
Did she you know, throw it in her mouth real quick? Or?
She might have already. She's tripping at the... She's like, this is the best trip to jail I've ever been in. The bars are waving.
And I just remember, like, she... The chaperones had to call the parents and they had to pay for a flight that day
Back?
Back here, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I thought it was weed, but then I heard it was LSD. I was like, oh, that makes, I don't know. That makes sense, I guess. Something fell out of her bun.
And it seemed small.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think it was that big of a deal until the dog came swarming in. And I was like, oh, look at the doggy. And then I just left.
Never noticed dogs at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. Either. They're everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I think maybe they were just everywhere that day because it was senior night. Like,
they
were ready for us. Yeah.
I imagine they're prepared. And I actually don't think LSD at Disneyland is rare. I'm just a little surprised that, you know, you said they're strict and then you went for the LSD. Like,
yeah. Right. Thought someone LSD was trying to. This is a bottle of water.
You don't toy with LSD.
Yeah.
No.
In fact, the chaperones and the grown-ups will be like, something is seriously wrong with that kid. Let's take this one to the hospital. Because you're like laughing and stupid and freaking and seeing things. And
maybe she wanted to take it before she went on Space Mountain. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a blast. Huh?
Well, she should have taken it in line. I mean, clearly she made a mistake. So she just, you know, newbie mistake.
So no good memories from that then? It was very much just another day at Disneyland.
No, it was fun. I remember, like, they went all out Disneyland, like, with clubs and stuff. So, because we were with all these different high schools, so that was
fun.
And
fruit juice. They had lots of fruit juice on hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because I think Vinny thinks it's a failed trip if you didn't get wasted the whole time.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that his goals are a little different than
we all know
the
where
public.
That got me. But you're right. I did definitely think that you were supposed to be partying. No, absolutely.
I actually met my future brother-in-law there. Like, my sister happened to be there and she called me and I was like, oh, I'm on my way there, because she was trying to show off to me that she was at Disneyland. I'm like, I'm on my way there. And then I was the first one in the family to meet him, and they just totally embarrassed me. Like, they were waiting for me outside the line when I got off the ride, and they were just screaming my name, and they're like, look, that's Nicole. And then everybody was looking at me. I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't
this
even
is
know
your,
this guy.
This is your sister's husband.
Yeah. Now husband. Yeah.
And they met that day?
No, they were dating for about a few months, but I was the first person to.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So we still talk about that. I'm like, yeah, I remember. They were hammered.
Well, they're significantly older than you, right?
Yeah, and you can drink on the California side. It was on the California side.
I was going to say, there are very few places to actually buy alcohol, even with a fake ID, in Disneyland.
Yeah, but on the California side, they sell beer and watered
down margaritas.
There's a few places
that you can get a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, memories.
I want to go back to Disneyland now.
I sent Bryn a picture. My mom sent me a picture this morning. I guess she was looking for prom pictures. She says she can't find them.
Oh, my God.
That's what I need.
No, she found
adorable.
She found my senior portrait. I'm telling you, I look 12 years old.
I look exactly the same.
You look 12 years old when I met you, and you were 26 or 27. Or no, you were like 30.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah. No, I met you. I was 28 when I met you. Yeah, I'm very young looking there. But it's funny because it's from 1983, and I sent it to Brent. I'm like, isn't this the year you were born?
And it was, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been fall of 1983, and I was for sure a virgin in that.
You were?
Yeah, I lost it the night before my 17th birthday, and I'm pretty sure we took our senior portraits really early in the year, so that would have been like September or October.
Why won't this? I know I've used Zoom now for over a year, but I want to blow that photo up. How can I get that?
I don't know how to tell you how to do that.
I can help you with that.
Go away now.
Well, we'll put it on the.
Just do this for you.
We'll make
right
it a far back Friday on.
I can get Nicole
far back.
Day,
it's
flashback Friday.
Yeah, whatever it's called. I don't know what it is. Whatever the kids call it.
Figure out how to do this.
Yeah, we'll put it up on the Alice 973 Instagram.
Okay.
Here you go, man.
It's my contribution.
Is that better?
Hold on.
Oh, yes, much better. Thank you.
Thank you. You're going to have to swipe back after I switch back to you.
Oh,
stop sharing
look
my screen.
At you.
I know.
So cute.
So young.
You already had your piano playing hands, though.
Shut up. I have always had big hands. I don't need you rubbing my nose in it. Got man hands.
Cute as a button, Clarky.
It's just so funny, though. It's like surprising to see that stuff. You're like, how did that girl turn into this haggard old wench. Oh.
Well, I got a better question for you. Looking like that, how were you not the hottie in school? What dorky things must you have been doing to repel boys?
Oh, no, please. I had barrettes in my hair every day. I mean, that's, you know.
What does that mean?
It's just, I don't know. I just was never. And plus, I think that in that picture, I have, you know, I'm not just wearing a T-shirt and cruddy jeans. Like, I'm, you know, I've put makeup on. I clearly had plucked the out of my eyebrows. I mean, they are gone.
They're
scrolling on that. There's
nice
the look at the eyebrows are just, they're just gone.
Oh, I mean, okay. Well, I didn't notice that, but I think you look cute as a button.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice. Actually, my senior year was a good year for me in school. I discovered boys. I lost it about 3 months into my senior year.
Oh, lost it as in gave it away.
After that photo, really, really soon after.
What was that boy's name?
This Mike Berolini, and he'd been trying all summer long and into the fall. And then I'm telling you though, here's the problem, dudes, you suck.
You
no, ruined.
Don't.
No,
we love
some,
you so much.
Some,
not all
some
dudes.
Dude suck.
On, Sarah.
Yeah. This guy was
we
working
really
me
you.
For 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't wait to get in my pants.
Thank
and
you.
The minute I let him in, he never called me again.
So very much.
So
thank
all
you.
I could think was, I had done something wrong, or there was something that he hadn't expected, and I was a freak.
Down
you know,
there.
It was, right. I mean, it was a long time before I went and got with anybody again, because I'm like, this is terrible. This is, I mean, this is absolutely horrible.
You never went up to him and said, but why, Mike? Why?
No, I didn't. And actually, because I didn't work, I met him at Sears. I worked at Sears for a few years. And that's right. Sears. And he was one of the guys at Sears. And there were a lot of cute boys at Sears. I did a few of the guys I met at Sears.
Nice,
Sears. So I wasn't working there during the year. I had it as a summer job. And so I didn't see him anymore. Like, he ghosted me, wouldn't answer his phone. And I think when I'd call him, like, his mom would, he like stopped answering his home phone. His mom would answer, oh, no, he's not here. So I was just.
Oh, God, I can't imagine calling a landline and having a parent answer.
Oh, God, that was life.
Yeah.
You know?
And for boys, we had to be like, hi, is Nancy there?
Oh,
yeah,
God,
you had to pretend you weren't a boy calling. Wow. Hi, is Nancy there? I'm sorry, you seem too old to talk to Nancy. You
all
seem
of us
too
got
male.
Our adult voice in, you know, early on.
Didn't everyone think you were your mom?
Yep. Sandy? Yeah. No. It's not Sandy.
You mean no? It's not Sandy. It's
no,
Vinny.
It's not Sandy.
It's me, Vinny. I'm a boy. I'm a boy through and through. From my head to my toes.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
You're a nice lady.
Well, I have
sometimes.
My moments. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes not so much.
Right.
Anyway, it's a. I'll put that up on the.
Oh, yeah.
Fall
I
away
plan,
Friday,
I
whatever
full
it's
on
called.
Plan to. Yeah, it's going to be the Flashback Friday.
All right, Flashback Friday. There we go. And then, so now Nicole has done, she did a Way Back Wednesday, mm-hmm, right? Wasn't mm-hmm, that Wednesday? And I've done a Flashback Friday.
That was Thursday. That was a Throwback Thursday. Sorry.
Okay, whenever you put it yesterday. Oh, yeah, yesterday. It was just yesterday. And so on Monday, we're going to do a Memories Monday. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
And
come on,
that'll be Vinny.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
And Bryn, by the way, I don't think I've ever seen a flashback of Bryn.
You know, I don't really have very much.
Yeah,
high
how about a flashback
memory.
Of Bryn?
Yeah.
How,
yeah, how
about
that?
We've seen plenty
of
stuff
of
from
me.
This is Girls
me.
Week.
It's all over
and
Radio
next week
Alice.
Is Boys Week.
Oh, I'm for that. Boys Week.
Boys Week.
Boys
First
flashback of all, let me just say yeah. that both too. Of you look great in your photos. There's nothing to be humiliated about. So what?
We agree.
Is your deal.
Why would you be humiliated about who you were back in the day? I mean, let's see it. What are you so ashamed of?
Well,
can't
for
wait
starters,
to see
the
Andrea's
hairspray.
Smashed face.
Don't say that. That's not nice, but she did smash her face. She did. Hard.
Oh.
Bad. Really bad.
I can't wait to see the makeup job. Yeah, you got to find that. Sandy, you got to send that.
That's so funny, though. Like, typical high school party. We're at somebody's house. Everybody's wasted. And 20 girls climb on the family swing.
The backyard swing.
The backyard seated family swing. And that thing's flying until it breaks.
So they were not just so they went to see how many people they could get on it and still make it rock.
And the thing's
make it
swinging.
Swing. Oh
and then
God.
The thing goes back and drops everybody. The whole thing breaks.
Right on her face.
It was, and it I was on running
a,
around.
Was it on a hard
like
patio or on the lawn?
Oh, her, no, no, no. Her face hit brick or something because she got smashed.
Good.
No,
with all the weight of all the other people on top of her.
Yeah, it was, you know, she was tweaked.
Oh, I got to see this. We need to see Andrea's
ruined
face.
You don't need to see
it.
Mm. And besides, yeah, it didn't end well for us. You know, I told you, at the hotel, the demand was, we want to go to other parties right now. And we went, bye.
Go ahead. Go to them. We've got a bathtub full of beer
just
here.
Rescued all the beer. What are you, nuts? You know how hard that was? I had to steal the key right out from in front of them. My God.
Slick.
That's not
good.
Well,
look, it's a measure of desperation.
Well, and it's all desperate. 100% for sure.
All right, listen, you guys, it is Friday. Friday. We're going to have a great show today. I can just feel it. Mm, there's so much happiness in the air. Friday it is. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We will be right back. Yeah.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.